This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Joining me now in the Furman Garner Performance Studio is Jody Besnoska, Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center. Welcome, Jody.
Thanks. Hi.
Hello. So today we are going to start with...
It sounds like it's classical music time at Walton Arts Center. We've got a series of shows coming up this weekend. We've got four different performances happening in the Arts Center and various other venues, and they range from classical music to opera to country music. So it's going to be fun. We're going to have lots of different people hearing different shows this weekend, which is always neat.
Excellent.
So we start off on Friday evening at 8 p.m. with Parsons Dance Company and East Village Opera Company. Yes. This is part of our 10 by 10 art series. Mm-hmm. And this is one of my personal favorites. If you go to the 10 by 10 blog at Walton Arts Center, you can read an entry that I wrote, a little bit of a confession. I'm a little bit obsessed with this particular show. I've seen it three times. This will be the fourth time I've seen it. And it's just a wonderful performance. It's a combination of live dance, recorded music, live singers, and video projection. And it's based on the music of East Village Opera Company, which takes opera standards and sets them to rock music.
Oh, wow.
And then the choreographer, David Parsons, he saw the East Village Opera Company music and decided to take their songs and create a story that went with those songs. And so it's a very, it sounds really complicated, but at its heart, it's really very simple. It's a love triangle, and it's sweeping romantic music, really dramatic, beautiful dance, and it's a very easy story to follow. It's really visually compelling, and it's about romance and love and, you know, all those human things that everybody loves so much. And it's just fantastic. It's only $10. And I have to tell you that at the moment it's sold out, but there may be some tickets that come open at the last minute. That always happens. So if anybody is really wanting to see the show, the best thing to do is to come down to the box office about 45 minutes beforehand, get on standby, and I'm pretty sure we'll be able to get you in.
Excellent.
So that's Friday night at 8. Then Saturday we have Randy Newman at the Arts Center, also at 8 o'clock. Randy is, of course, the wonderful singer-songwriter who's done, you know, You Got a Friend in Me, and the song about short people. And
right. He
did the music for Toy Story. And so he's a beloved musician, singer-songwriter. And his show is 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. And he's won some Grammys, too, right?
Oscar, Grammys, and 3 Emmy Awards. So the guy's pretty good. He's pretty good. And this is one that we've wanted to do for a long time. So it's going to be really great to see him. At the same time that he's performing at Walton Arts Center in the Baumwalker Hall, we will have a show over in the Barnhill Arena on the UA campus, which is Jason Aldean, major country star.
Absolutely.
And obviously a very different performance, but we've been working with the university to help bring that concert in. So you could see country, or you could see wonderful American singer-songwriter, whichever you please.
You have options.
And then Sunday, more classical music. The Philharmonia Quartet Berlin is coming for a 2 o'clock matinee, which is super because it means you could come down to Dixon Street and have lunch, and or go to the show and then have an early dinner if you wanted to. But the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin, these are the principal players from the Berlin Philharmonic, one of the world's best orchestras. If you ask my boss, Peter Lane, he'll probably tell you this one's the best. And they are they're going to deliver an amazing show. And this one is also on our 10 by 10 art series. So you can see these first chair, world-renowned classic music people playing for only $10. Mm-hmm. And I want to make a personal plea to anybody out there who is a classical music fan and is planning to come to this show. I really, really urge you to bring a friend with you, because the tickets are only $10. Mm-hmm. And we really want to make sure that there's a great audience for this amazing, amazing group.
So unlike the Friday 10 by 10, there still are tickets available.
Yes, unlike that one, we do have some tickets left over. I mean, they're going pretty quickly, but it's, you know, we've seen some tremendous success with the 10 by 10 series with our dance programming in particular. And I, of course, am greedy, and I want to see that same level of attendance with with classical music. And one of the reasons that the dance show, I think, was so have been so successful is that dance audiences, by dancers by nature, they want to bring people around to see the art form because they're so passionate about it. So we hear about a lot of people bringing friends and saying, come on, give this a shot. And I really hope that the classical music audience out there will do the same and say, you know what, this is a really important art form and it's a really amazing group, so why don't you come, you know, let's go have lunch and then I'll take you to see this. And what's great about it is you can come at 1 o'clock and there'll be a pre-show conversation with Peter Lane, our CEO, and a musician from the university, and they will talk about chamber music and the string quartet and how that has evolved and what's important about that. And then we will have a post show, like a little cafe out in the lobby afterwards, where you can share your thoughts and talk to the staff and talk to Peter and post your feedback up on the feedback wall. And it's something that we've done with all of our 10 by 10s, and it's been really fun. It just creates this atmosphere of comfort, where you're seeing world-class art, but you're also enjoying yourself and you're with friends and you're learning about a new art form. And it's going to be really great. So I urge all you classical musical lovers out there to come and bring some friends to this show.
Definitely. And you guys have some more classical music coming.
We do. Joshua Bell will be here on the 28th, which is, believe it or not, the following weekend.
Oh, wow.
And gosh, January is just going
fast. Flown by.
Really fast. And we also just the other day put tickets on sale for the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas's new concert.
Right.
We could call them SONA. And Paul Haas was in town last week, the music director, and he's just so much fun, and he's so excited about the concert. It's March 17th, and tickets are on sale now, and tickets are pretty affordable. So we really are very excited to bring SONA to life. You know, it's the next iteration of the North Arkansas Symphony, and so we're thrilled. So we've got that. Later on, coming up in the spring, we have the Vienna Boys Choir, and it's just, there's lots of great, great classical music out there right now. It's pretty exciting.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you so much for having me.